Presenting Orson Welles as the Third Man. The lives of Harry Lime. The fabulous stories of the immortal character originally created in the motion picture The Third Man. With zither music by Anton Kara.
Say, money isn't everything. That's what I say. I mean it, too. In fact, I've always considered it a generous basis for a deal. I take the money and you take the rest. What's that? You don't agree? Well, listen to this story. It all began on a boat. There was a girl involved. Surprise? My doctor always tells me there's nothing like a quiet sea voyage to put you on your feet. My experience is just the reverse. Besides, the sea always makes me sick.
And now, Orson Welles as Harry Lime, the third man in Cherchez la Gemme.
It all began on a slow boat to China. And I mean a slow boat to China. Just like the song, only without the music. We're only a couple of days out of San Francisco, and a while I'd be Honolulu and I'd be getting off, but not yet, not the middle of the Pacific. And I was so bored, I was almost tempted to try. That's how come I paid so much attention to that couple. They're just another married couple. He wasn't much, face very pale, that's about all you could remember. But his young wife had a very attractive manner, among her other assets. We caught each other's eye once or twice, which didn't seem to bother him much, except in a nice way, and we got acquainted the next night. They were always quarreling, the couple, this cute little thing, and Mr. Paleface. I don't know why. Whenever I saw them, they were in the midst of some kind of squabble, and now at the ship's bar, Mr. Paleface, darn fool that he was, picked himself up and walked off, leaving her there. And you've got to say one thing for me. I let him get out the door. Then I counted a fast three and strolled over to her table. May I join you?
I wish you would.
What are you drinking?
Rye and water.
Waiter.
Yes, sir?
Rye and water and a scotch.
Yes, sir.
At last.
At last? What?
What? Foolish girl. We meet.
It's only a day and a half that you've been giving me the once over. Not so lightly.
Well, we've wasted a day and a half of our lives.
You say the right things, Mr.
Let's just get acquainted. Names can come later.
You know what?
What?
You say the right things.
You said that before.
It's worth repeating.
Her name, as a matter of fact, and just to keep the record straight, was Anne. Anne Brissy, I think it was. She was blonde. The kind that likes to drink. I didn't discourage her. By the time we got up on the boat deck, Annie was beginning to feel the motion of the ship.
Harry.
How are you feeling?
Kiss me.
You're feeling fine.
Oh, Harry. That was dreamy.
You better just keep holding on, honey.
It's all right with me, dream man. Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Got something to confess to you.
Bet I can guess what it is. You're not married to that guy you were fighting with.
Oh, no. I'm married to him, all right. You wouldn't think so, but... No. I wanted to confess something else. I've had too much to drink, Harry. How about you?
Oh, I've had too much of that moon.
What do you mean?
Look, a few more days it'll be full, and then I don't know what'll happen to me.
I just hope I'm around when it does, Harry. My, you're romantic.
Occasionally, honey, occasionally. When I have the time.
Say, what made you think I wasn't married?
Stupidity, huh? I saw you quarreling all over the boat. Should have known you were.
Yeah. You'd think that after a guy spends 5 years in jail...
In jail?
Yes. Yes, I shouldn't have told you that, should I, Harry? I wouldn't, except I had too much...
Forget it, honey. So will I. We're friends, aren't we? And that moon's nudging me again.
Oh, Harry, I love your kisses.
Now, don't tell me your troubles, Annie. Let's just be friends,
If you're a friend, you should want to listen to me.
You've got a point.
Why shouldn't I tell you? You are nice. Joe just got out. And we're heading for Honolulu to try to find his old pal, Ed Jameson. They pulled a job together. Joe was caught, but Jameson got away with $75,000 in jewels.
That's very interesting.
Keep it to yourself, Harry.
Oh, sure.
Joe's very suspicious and he can be mean.
My middle name is Mum.
Joe will find him. He had him traced to Honolulu. Jameson was always a sucker for warm weather.
5 years is a long time. Jameson must have cashed in those jewels by now.
They're still hot. And Jameson is a very cautious character. Mm. Want to see a picture of him?
Of who?
Ed Jameson.
Sure.
Open my purse.
Well, I not only looked at the picture of Ed Jameson, I also transferred it from her purse to my pocket. She was probably frightened because of what she'd spilled and didn't want to bump into me, so I didn't see her for the rest of the trip, but I'll tell you the truth, I didn't much care. I wasn't bored anymore. I had an interest in life. When we got to Honolulu, I didn't waste any time taking in the sights. I knew Joe Brisi wasn't wasting any either. And first come, first served.
I never see this man's face before.
Well, take another look.
I looking.
You're positive now?
Sure, sure. He never in my barber shop. Sure not.
Well?
No record, man.
Huh.
But I sell to so many people and face. I remember merchandise they buy, no face.
I checked with I don't know how many people and places, but Ed Jameson didn't get around much, apparently. I was beginning to wonder if this wasn't a wild goose chase. The fifth night of my search, I was resting my tired legs in my hotel room and thinking despondently of $75,000 worth of jewels when... come in.
Harry Lime?
That's right.
I guess you know me.
Well, I've seen you, but I wouldn't say I know you.
Stop playing games, kiddo.
I said I don't.
I'm Joe Brisi, the husband of the babe you got tight with on the boat.
It's a habit of mine to get tight with wives. Which husband are you? I mean, which wife was yours?
A wise guy, huh? Listen, you. I carry a gun and I'm a nervous guy.
Interesting, but not important. Why tell me?
In asking around for Jameson, I heard somebody else was asking, too. And I know Ann talks too much when she drinks too much.
So you twisted her arm?
In a manner of speaking.
Hmm.
See this?
Is it a gun, Papa?
You'll stop looking for Ed Jameson or one of these little slugs will get in your way.
I see. I do have some dope on Jameson. Cut me in, I'll tell you.
I won't cut you in and you'll tell me.
Only if you cut me in, oh boy.
There's a silencer on this gun, Lime. And I'm counting till three. One, two...
You really would shoot me. Okay, okay. Okay, old man. Yesterday he was seen surfboard riding in front of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
You lied through your teeth, kiddo. Jameson has a bad ticker. He can no more ride a surf boat than you can pull a fast one on me. Now listen here, Mr. Lime. Remember what I said. Lay off or you'll be a man with a bullet hole through his head.
Joe Brissy's remark that Jameson had a bad heart gave me an idea. I began checking hospitals and doctors, and then one afternoon... Are you the nurse in charge?
Yes. What can I do for you?
If you'll take a look at my badge.
The FBI?
We're checking on someone. We only have his photograph to go by. Here it is.
I know who he is, or was. Died here several months ago. Heart attack.
No.
He left a wife and stepdaughter.
Do you know where they live?
Yes, or at least we probably have a record of their address. They run a rooming house on King Street. If you'll wait a moment, I'll get it for you.
Yes?
I'm looking for a room, and I happen to see your sign outside.
Won't you step in?
Oh, thank you.
My mother does all the renting. I'll have to see what's available.
I'm disappointed in you.
What do you mean?
Well, I was hoping you'd speak pidgin English. I'm getting to like it.
I apologize. But 4 years at the university here have knocked it out of me.
Well, occasionally a man gets bored even with charming pidgin English. I like yours.
Are you in the islands for a vacation?
No, for my health.
You don't look sick.
I'm not. But I want to go on being healthy.
How long are you staying?
It all depends.
Oh?
Depends on whether you let me take you to dinner every night of every day.
Say, you don't let any grass grow under your feet.
Well, life is short at the longest. Am I right?
My mother would like you.
If she's your mother, I'd like her, too. Where is she?
On the island of Hawaii. Our family is having a luau, and I'm joining them tomorrow.
What's a luau?
I forgot you knew here. It's a feast.
Well, now, isn't Mauna Loa erupting on Hawaii?
Yes, but our family doesn't live near the volcano.
You're part of Hawaii, aren't you?
My father was Scotch. That makes me a Hapahola. That means half and half.
Well, if every girl was a Hapahola, all I can say is what a stunning world we'd have.
Take it easy. Or I might accept your invitation to dinner.
If I say something, will you be angry?
Yes.
I'll say it anyway. You are the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. Are you engaged?
No.
Married?
No.
Boyfriend?
Several.
And those earrings you're wearing, they don't spoil the scenery either.
Oh, they're only imitation.
Naturally. I wouldn't expect them to be rubies or anything like that.
Though they do cost a few dollars.
You don't say.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Well, now that we're all friends, let me introduce myself. I'm Harry Lyme.
I'm Moana Burns.
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
Moana. Were you named after...
Yes, Mauna Loa. That's right.
All right, give me a volcano every time. But I'll take you and leave Mauna Loa to the sightseers.
But Mauna Loa is much more exciting than I am.
Impossible.
Let me pay you a compliment, too. Renting you a room is a positive delight.
Don't answer it.
Business is business.
And fun?
I still haven't accepted your invitation to dinner. What can I do for you?
I want to rent a room.
Come in, please.
Sure.
If you two gentlemen will just wait here, I'll go upstairs and see what we have.
You didn't take my warning seriously, did you, kiddo?
Can't a man look for a room?
When he's living in a hotel?
It's too expensive.
Funny that you should just happen to pick the family Jameson was married to.
Yeah, I see you have all the information.
All of it, kiddo. And now here's where your information won't do you a bit of good.
I'd put that gun away if I were you, Mr. Brissy.
But you ain't me, Mr. Lyme.
That girl's had a good look at you.
I'll take care of her. In the meantime, so long. Forever, kiddo.
This is a rooming house. People are around.
I don't hear them. They won't hear me. As I once told you, there's a silence around this gun. Let go! Why, you... I'll care.
What's going on here? What are you doing with a gun, Mr. Lyme?
It happens to be his. I just removed it from him against his will. Get up. Get up, Mr. Brissy.
What happened?
Well, as soon as you left, this character began mumbling to himself. Before I knew it, he'd whipped out this gun, put it to his head. Mister, what do you want to commit suicide for? You're a fool. Don't you know there's as much to worry about down there as up here? Now beat it before I call the cops. Next time you think you have trouble, ask the first person you meet about theirs. Poor chap. What's the matter, Moana?
Oh, I don't know. Just seeing that gun and...
Oh, he'll be all right. Tell you what, let's have lunch together, too. I'm starved.
All right.
Is there room for me? I want to wash up.
Room 210, upstairs to the left.
How much?
$2 a day.
Make it three. I'm happy.
Two. But I'll order an extra dessert.
Fair enough. And, Moana...
Yes?
Get that look of fear out of your eyes. It's all over now. Besides, I like my girls to look happy.
Orson Welles returns in just a moment as the third man. And now Orson Welles, as the third man, continues with Cherche la Gem.
Whenever you're ready, Moana.
I sat down and lit a cigarette. Suddenly I had a funny feeling.
Moana?
No answer. Went through the apartment fast. No Moana. I rushed outside just in time to see her get in a cab with a suitcase and drive off. She probably suspected something, but as long as she had what I was sure was in her grip, I didn't care. As luck would have it, there wasn't a cab around, but finally...
Hey, taxi!
The waterfront. And roll it. I'll pay for speed.
We're rolling, mister. Hang on.
Is there a boat leaving for Hawaii?
The Flying Fish. But I don't think you'll catch him. I think he's gone already. Maybe not, though.
When's the next boat?
Tomorrow.
When we pulled up to the pier, the Flying Fish was 100 yards away and picking up steam. I could swim, but not that fast.
You'll just miss him.
The boat is a her.
You want to go to Hawaii, eh?
That's the general idea.
Uh-huh.
Your cab doesn't ride on water, does it?
Airplane goes there soon.
Okay, Buster. To the airport. The plane wasn't leaving for a few hours, but it'd still beat the Flying Fish to Hawaii with plenty of time to spare. I spent the afternoon being careful and staying out of sight. Didn't want to tangle with Joe Brissy again. Plane was crowded. Everybody wanted to see Moana Loa in eruption. I sat back in my seat, watched the blue-green ocean below. Someone up front moved, and there was something about his movement. Yes, it was Joe Brissy. He pretended to be asleep. Well, I knew then that this character would have to be taken care of. I was first off the plane, managed to give Joe the slip, hired a car, and drove to near the pier where I waited for the Flying Fish to dock. Sure enough, Moana was on it. She was met by a handsome Hawaiian woman, probably her mother. They drove off, and I followed at a safe distance. When we arrived at the beach, the family luau was in full swing.
Harry.
Oh, weren't we having lunch together?
I
was angry with you, but then I said, forgive and forget, so I forgave. But I couldn't forget, so here I am.
You came just to see me?
What else would I come here for?
I'm sorry I ran off like that, Harry. That man got me all unstrung, and I wanted to be near my folks.
Well, that's understandable.
So, will you forgive me again, please?
I'd forgive you again without a please. What are we waiting for?
For you to take me in your arms.
That's the easiest thing I've ever done in all my life. And the easiest by far.
Harry.
Yes, baby.
Don't talk so much.
I get you.
Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I could really like you.
You scare me.
Why?
What would happen if you really went for me?
Moana.
Oh, meet a friend of mine, Uncle.
Then you are welcome, sir. And even if you are not a friend of Moana's, but a friend of the people, you are welcome, too.
Oh, thank you.
Come, we will give you to eat. So many good things. Pig wrapped in palm leaves and roasted in the ground. Fish, fruits, and okeluhau.
That's what we call liquor.
I accept your invitation, but first I want to go back to Ilo and get some okeluhau to bring to your luau.
But that is not necessary. We have too much now.
I feel better, though. I'd really like to bring you. So don't you want me to feel good?
All right.
Get in. I'll drive you.
Oh, I don't want to take you away from your folks, Moana.
I know where all the liquor stores are in Hilo.
Well, I can ask, can't I?
Besides, I want to be with you. Come on, get in. You should have called instead of renting a car.
I was too anxious to see you.
Always be that way for me, Harry.
How?
Anxious. Look in the mirror, Harry.
Oh, that car.
Yes, that man at the wheel. It's the same man who tried to shoot himself.
Looks like him at that. Step on it.
What's he doing here? Well,
maybe he has it in for me and followed me. You never can tell with these people. And the same to you.
Down, Harry.
Oh, I'm only doing unto him as he would do unto me.
No, hold on. There's a sharp turn ahead.
He won't be following us anymore. Flat tire.
I think we should report him.
Tomorrow. Tonight, let's enjoy ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you just passed a liquor store.
Did I?
Where are you going?
I don't really know, Harry.
Hey, stop the car.
No.
Stop it, I said. All right, let's hear it. What's the idea?
My suitcase in the back of this car is the idea, Harry.
Oh. So you saw me put it there? Hmm?
Yes. And the man who followed us. He was after the same thing. When you both fought in my house, I didn't believe your story.
Why not? It was a good story.
You said you were a tourist. A tourist doesn't carry a gun.
Moana, the trouble with you is you have a suspicious nature. Hey, where are you going?
To look at the moon. There's a beautiful view on the cliff here. Come out of the car, Harry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, honey. I'm as romantic as the next, I guess. But listen, honey, where do you stand about the jewels?
Oh, Harry, I don't care about the jewels. Look at this moon.
It's a great moon, kid. I don't know when I saw a better one, but $75,000 worth of... Hey, that's the break off. The car's moving.
Harry,
hey.
Don't try to stop it. You can't. You can't, Harry. It's a 1,000-foot drop to the sea.
Phew. That was a close one. I almost went over with it.
But you managed to save...
I managed to save this. At the risk of my life, I grabbed at the back seat, and this is what I came up with. A half bottle of scotch. Hey, you didn't tell me about the scotch.
You didn't tell me about the jewels.
Now they're all at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
That's all right. The car's probably insured.
Oh, the car's probably insured, so everything's fine, isn't it? Well, what about the jewels? We can't just stand here.
All right, let's sit down.
Moana, honey. Honey, $75,000 of your money, it was as good as money, just fell into the sea.
But it wasn't mine anymore. You'd take it.
Sure, but we could have worked something out.
Sit down, Harry. Here, next to me, and stop worrying. The trouble with you is you haven't been long enough on these islands.
What happens if I stay?
See the part of the moon, Harry, sparkling on the water? Those are the real jewels. A lot more real than those other things.
You know what I think? I think you slipped that break intentionally. I think you're just crazy enough to do it.
I hated them. Really, I did. My stepfather only told my mother about them the day before he died. And then we would have turned them in, except that we were afraid. We didn't know what to do. We didn't want to bring shame on his head. He had been good to us.
Well, your stepfather was a crook, honey.
Not in his heart. In his heart, he was a good man. Like you. Oh, Harry, I wanted us to go on liking each other. That's why I let the car slide off the cliff.
Honey, $75,000 wouldn't make me like you any less.
But you...
Okay. I haven't been on the islands long enough.
Don't you think you ought to kiss me, Harry?
Either that or toss you in after the car.
Oh, Harry.
I'll settle for the kiss. But first, give me some of that scotch. I need it.
To give you courage to kiss me?
No, to cheer me up after the shock of losing all that dough.
Harry, look at the moon. Look at me. We're the real things, not money. Money can't buy you health or happiness.
No, but I like to have it around so I can choose the type of misery that's most agreeable to me. Okay, Moana, I know. I know when I'm licked.
Lime returns in just a moment. Thank you. And now, Harry Lime.
You know, sometimes when I see the moonlight reflected on the sea, I find myself thinking about Moana. She believed that gold is where you find it. And that's one thing on which we both agree. The only difference is that I've made a career out of looking for it in the most unlikely places.